This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Together with Pekudei sometimes. It's not together with Pekudei, but basically Vayakal Pekudei has one theme. And that is a chazara about the Avedas, HaMishkan, the Kelov, all the work that was put into building HaMishkan to the detail. So we have in Parashas Truma Tetzaveh how to build it. And in Vayakal Pekudei we have a chazara iber mit nachamo mit nachamo. Every prat and every nekuda, the way it was done. Kiyadua, that's the kasha that all the mefarshim ask. Avaz dafmin achazara iber mit nachamo. It could have been taken care of with one pasuk. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kashetziva Hashem es Meisha. Das is doch tal shayla. Uns yedua that every ois in the Torah, there's no such a thing as an ibir ka'ois. There's no such thing. Every ois in the Torah, chazal, darshan, chazal, learn out from it. To the point that the Gemara speaks about Arichis and Pashas Bereshis, and the Gemara says Yafasi Chosin Shalav the Avos, an explanation to why do we have such a long out to explain to the detail in Pashas Bereshis, the stories of Pashas Bereshis, yet we don't find in Chazal. Why Vayakal Pekudei is needed to chazer over again and again. Avedis HaMishkan. Avedis HaMishkan steht schon. It's in Truma, it's in Tetzave. Avos darf man de chazer. So there's many terutzim, many pshatim. Over the years I'm sure you heard terutzim. I would like to share with you something that I was thinking about this past week. I mean, that's often my gesagt, often gedank. It's on my mind this week. I'm thinking about it. And I would say a mahalach like this, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, in the beginning of Parashas Pekudei, we finally get to understand Bezalel, why he's called Bezalel. His name comes up many times, beginning the Parashas. But in Parashas Pekudei, Epes Rashi goes into the detail of Havas Ruftum and M. Bezalel. Why was he called Bezalel? So Rashi brings the Chazal, it's a Gemara in the Brachis, Daf Nun Hei, Asher Tziva Oisei Meisha Ein Ksiv Kan Elokol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Meisha Afilu Dvarem Shle Amalei Rabbi. Hiskimo daito lemoshinema lemeisha besinai. Kimoisha tziva lebetzal lelaset chila kelim v'achakach mishkon. It's not exactly what Moshe told Bezalel. It was the way the Eibishter told. Asher tziva Hashem. Which is also not so pashy, because the truth is Moshe repeated what the Eibishter said. So later Rashi addresses that. I mean, what do you mean? See, well, Moshe changed what Abish just said? No, Avadanish. But the way it was taught to Bezalel was, first you make the Kalim, and then you make the bias. You'll create the outside, the exterior, the home. And he says there's a reason for it. What's the reason? Kashamati mi piyakodesh bochu. Hazeyav Davish to Gizak. Hat Bezalel gesagt, was? Nah. That's what the Eibishter told you. I have another mahalach. I think we have to first build the bayis, and then we'll put in the kelim. Amalei Meisha Bezalel Kel Hayisa. Oh, you made it, Ahafla, Gewaldig. You manish Bezalel Kel in the shadow of the Eibishter, Gewaldig. Ki bevada kach tivli Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Huh? What do you mean? Moshe didn't understand what the Eivishter said. Some things is not fitting here in this Chazal. Moshe made a mistake. I don't know. I mean, this is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that if anybody claims that what Moshe said was not Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our emes kaif b'vatayra, and he's ein lechelik leilam abba. Is Rashi an ein lechelik abba? Is the Gemara an ein lechelik leilam? Something is wrong over here, Rabbi Yisrael. What does it mean? And lemaisa v'chein osa, hamishkon tchilo, v'yach kach osa, keilim brachas nun hei. Hat a maisa, a Gemara. Schei. So bezeel keil et verstanden, und Moshe hat dem Azei gesagt, und sagt, nein, sie nicht Azei, und ist gerecht, he is right, and therefore, you are Bezeel Kel. The Ramban, interestingly, I don't know, he doesn't bring the Chazal the way the Chazal say it. And the Ramban seems to say, actually, that Moshe's Mitzav and Bezeel to make the bias first a little bit. I read you a lot of the Ramban. I'm not going to work much on this Ramban because it needs a lot of arichas. And I would say over Shabbos, it would be a good idea to go through the Ramban. The Ramban is in Perik Chafei, in the beginning of Parashas Truma. V'hinei k'ra chayfetz b'mishkan h'makoy menuchas ha'shchina shu'a arayin. So actually, the most important part of the Mishkan is the Arayin. K'moshe Amar, as Evi the Pasuk Zok, V'nat v'chosham, v'dibati t'chom ala kaperis, al-kein higdim arayin. So actually, the first keli that needed to be made was the arayin. Kihu muftim v'mayla. Amaisa, the arayin, is the greatest part of the Mishkan. And since it's the greatest part of the Mishkan, it was supposed to be made first. And then v'samach l'arayin ha'shulchan v'amenayra shem kelim kamayu. But arichas, what he means by this? Does he mean that the kelim were needed because the arin has to come with the kelim? Yes, no. Briskerav, Rabbeisai, please go speak to the Bnei Torah. They have a lot of Torah on this Ramban. There's a lot of Torah on this Ramban. But he does say something interesting. V'yayir alinyan ha'mishkan shebavuram nasa. He forgets that Moshe told him differently, you know, to first make the kelim and then the bayis. But he ignores that. He says, "Avol Moshe higdim the parshas vayakel es hamishkan es olav es vechein osa betzalu." Lefishu haroi lekadem b'maisa. Should have been made first. That's not exactly what the Gemara says. At least it's an interesting Ramban. Al Kolpanim, you see an interesting machlekes. Were you supposed to make the kelim first? Were you supposed to make the bayis first? Moshe Rabbeinu understood from the Eibishter one thing, and then Bezalel says, "No, I'm not listening. I'll do it the way I understand it." Oh, Moshe says, good. You're saying good. Zach's good. Something needs to marry the Gehezda. It's a Shaila, Rabbeisai. What Moshe thought, what the Eibishter said, my Bezalel disagrees. And you know what else is very interesting? The grace of Chochme, Bezalel, the Chazal say, Mamish, unbelievable Bezalel Kel. What's the Bezeel Kel? The Bezeel Kel is that he did it b'chachma, yeah? I have a shayla, what they say. What was the reason that he made the bayis first? Because kach, min hagay shalaylam, this is contracting. This is the way it's for, it's not in the Rashi, by the way. It's in the Gemara. The Gemara used the lashon kach, min hagay shalaylam. Maybe it is in the Rashi. No, Rashi says, min hagay shalaylam, lasa tchila bayisak. Tell me, you hear the Eibshter zok dazei tzatan, and he tells the Eibshter, "I'm sorry, you know, I'm a contractor. You know, listen, you know, I went to contracting school, and in there they taught me net dazei the lichton was ich tracht hagishalaylam and salib. Yeah, this is the way you do things. You build a house, and then you put the kelim. And if you do it for character, you know, that wouldn't work. You mean you can't have the furniture before the house? I mean, what does he mean, b'chlav? So these three shailas, Rabbeisai, are the famous shailas. Two of them, the Zeres Shimshon already brings. He says he doesn't understand what it means that the Eibishter said one thing, and then Moshe, he fakelt. Why did he do it? What's the whole shakla v'tayin? The second shail is, un oy bazoy, it's min hagi shaleilam. Where's the chachnech? Name is the reisav. It's hail kale. It's unbelievable. And the third shail, it's a famous shail. I think Rav Schwab speaks about the third shail. Imagine you tell the Eibishter, I think different because contracting school taught me differently. Well, he doesn't use the contracting school mashal. But you got the idea, Rabbi Yisai. Mir Dartzach Amahalach, Rabbi Yisai. So if you look at the Zera Shimshin, he says a whole arichis for the Kalim more was the Bayis more. If you had the Beis Hamikdash without the Kalim, if you had the Kalim without the Beis Hamikdash, Ganze Shakla Vitaria. You look there, it's a whole Mahalach. Rabbi Yisai, I would say a very Pashto thing. And this I would love to share with you because I believe that sometimes people know so much that they don't know simple things. Simple zaken. That's what happens. We're so involved with such grace of shein tere. Huh? I once took a faher from a big Rosh Hashiva. I was so prepared with all the tere on the tesis. Yeah, I'm so prepared. I can say the name. There's another one called Rebel Yishvei. I took it to Beher by Rebel Yishvei. Okay? I was 14 years old. Rebel asked me on a Taisis in Ksubis, and I was answering him every shtickle tire in the world, because I knew them all. Rebel Yishvei looks at me and he goes, Verweis bechwalisch, was the Taisis sagt. Ich frage dir, wo sagt Teusers nicht, was du hast Teure zu sagen, auf Teusers nicht, er was sagt. And he was screaming, and he was yelling. I was 14, it wasn't an easy techach to be recavel, but I learned the biggest side in life. Sometimes, with all the Teure, we overlook Pashto Zachen. And then, over the years, I remembered my Zayda actually told me this from the Chafetz Chaim. My Zayda told me, that the Chafetz Chaim, if you notice, he always learned Pashit. Everything was mitaklakait, the Mishtabura. It's Pashit, to the point that people don't even realize till after they learn the Mishtabura, the Beralach, and everything, the goyness and the godless that's in this Mishtabura. Isaiah told me that he heard, heard clearly from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chaim told him that this is a Mahalach that he was mitabal on himself at age 13, 14. That he once took a bechina by an Adam Gadol. And the Adam Gadol was teaching, and he missed the Pasha Pshat. He didn't know the Pasha Pshat in something. So he said, Stel zach fa mit kummen in Himmel, and the Rabbeinu Shem mit des fregen a Pasha Pshat na Gemara. What are you going to tell him? This and that. So he was mekabel on himself from then on. First we get Pasha Pshat. And then we'll worry about the Yonim Gevayim. As Eda told it over to me, he said that this was the where the Chafetz Chaim got his whole Yisoid. Pshat. Firdaf Mvissin Pashat Pshat. So Rabbi Yisai, if you ever ask somebody, what is the Beis HaMikdash? What is it? What is it? So I'm sure he could tell you 50 different things. The Rambam addresses the Shaila clearly. What is the Tachlis, the Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash? And you should teach this to your children. And that is, Zok the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaVechir. Mitzvah saseh lasos bayis l'Hashem. First thing is, you got to make a house for the Eibishter. You know where this comes from? Because the Eibishter asked, he wants a dir b'tachtonim, he wants a house. The Rebbeinu Shlom is looking for real estate, literally. Dir b'tachtonim, that's what he wants a house. He wants a bayis. Just like everybody who grows up is dreaming about a house, the Eibishter had a dream. Avilashtut. This mine it, it's Chazal. Edor b'tachtoinim. Lasis li beis dira. I want to have a home. Okay. Muchan li'es makrivim b'akribonis. in this home, it should be a place that we're going to be makriv karbonis. The next thing is v'choygigim elav shalosh pa'amim, that we're going to go aliyah l'regel 3 times a year, like it says in the pasuk, v'asuli mikdash ukvar nisparish b'toyra mishkan shasam Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. So we have 3 objectives in the Beis HaMikdash. One is Bayis Lashem, one is Shemimuchon LeKarbanis, and the other one is Chagigim Eilav, that we should go Aliyah LeRegel. Habaisa, you know what I think these 3 nekudas are? I'll explain it to you. The Rebbeinu Shloilam wants Bayis. When their bias is Beis Hashem, with Chavod Siforos of the Melech, the Chinuch speaks about it all the time. Why is there Neiris and why is there Shomrim? You know, there's Shomrim in the Beis HaMikdash. What were they being Shomrim? It's a Masechtas Tamid. Bechav Dalid Mekemis, HaKehanim Shomrim. What are they watching for? You know anybody what they're watching for? So some Rishonim say they're watching for stealers. It was expensive stuff in the, and it was out in display. So they had to watch to make sure nobody steals. The Rosh, the Rishonim learn like this, of an art of Masechtas Talmud. And they say, Kasha I ain't an ease b'mokav Ashiris, let them steal, big deal, we'll replace it. It's a whole tumult in the Rishonim, we're not learning Masechtas Talmud now. But most Rishonim learn that the Shmir is Kavod Beis HaMelech. Just like Lahavdil Elef Havdalis, you have a guy with a big hat standing in front of the Queen's Palace, Fashdeis, watching nothing. Well, but das is Kvod shel Malchus, yeah. Better off if he probably would not let any. Maybe they're watching because they don't want people to know what's going on over there. It's probably also true. But Al Kopanim, in the Beis Hashem, the idea was Kavod HaMelech. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom's palace. Dira b'tachteinu. What about the Karbonis? Now the Karbonis Havada was a Nachas Ruach to the Eibishter. But the Yisrael of the Karbonis Rabbi Yisai was for us. The Karbonis was L'chaper Alavayne Sehem. And it was through the Karbonis that we had a Kesh with the Eibishter. So the Bayis Hashem was meant really for us also. Then there's a third part of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is that we're able to join together with the Eibishter 3 times a year, a meeting place. Eilo Chayigim, like it says in the Pasuk, B'voy kol Yisrael Leirois is Pnei Hashem. And we darshin Leirois to see, Laharois to be seen, to the point that if someone is blind with 2 eyes, the Gemara Chagiga says, he's part of a Moila Regel. Because just like the Eibishter who sees him with 2 eyes, he is seen, he has to see with 2 eyes. Because we dash and Leirois. What's the pshat? Say a pashat. The Eibishter says, Kind meine, ich will kucken auf dir, und ich will as du sollst kucken auf mir. And we should both have the same riach. Same way you come. Yeah. And I look at you and I chab hanoz dear zen, you're coming to see me. It's Eilav the Kesher. Chagigim Eilav. 3 times a year, they were chagig to come to it. So we have 3 objectives in the Beis HaMikdash. One is Beis Hashem. The other one is to do the Karbanis. And the third part is that the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael can unite 3 times a year, Leirois, Laharis. I believe, I thought about it for a very long time, the Eibishter, when he was Mitzava the Mishkan, his bias came second. To him, to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it was about the Kalim, the Avoda, Mizbeach, Kaparas Klal Yisrael. But the Eibishter, the Ikka, what the Eibishter wanted, the Eibishter wanted Makim Muchel Kabanis. It was after the Eagle. And the Rabbi Nishlim said, I want a place where Klal Yisrael can have the cash with me. So that's the Kalim Rabbi say. That's the Klei HaMikdash, the Makim Muchel. Bitzalo. Etracht Eibishter. Hazev Yidin. So male of the bias comes first. The makom muchel karbonis comes second. I remember my Rebbe Rav Pam Zatzal once gave a chumash here, and he said the chilik between truma tetzava and vayakel pekudi. Truma tetzava is va'asu that they should do. Yaakov Bakudi is Vayasu, what they did. And he had a whole shmooze about Oyme Vaisa. That was the Rashiva Zatzal shmooze. That from doing, he spoke about the Sea of Mashas, I remember. He said, Shabbos Ba Menucha, that by Shabbos, that it's not only Vayasu, Bavasu, you have to follow through. And the Torah wants to teach us that they follow through. And I'm sure my Rebbe would let to use his diuk, but to say pshat, the way we're learning as follows. The Rebbeinu Shlom's va'asu was one thing. The Klal Yisrael's vayasu was something else. What is bitzalo? Bitzel kel min hogoy shel oilom. Your tachzach rabbi say, what oilom is bitzalo referring to? He doesn't mean minhagi shalaylam in contracting. Minhagi shalaylam of the world, the creation of the world. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam created the makayim that he should have a dira b'tachtoinim. That's what he means. He's going back b'tzal into tachlis habriya. Before the mishkan, the dira b'tachtoinim was the world. That's minhagi shalaylam. And then the Rabbeinu Shalaylam created in the world for the avoda that was needed. This habesai, I believe, is the site of tefillin. You know what tefillin is? Tefillin is an interesting thing. We wear tefillin, the Eibishter wears tefillin. In our tefillin, it says, Mik Hashem, who's like the Eibishter, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elikeinu Hashem Echad. The Machshava and the Maisa. Many Meshami Shmuel, most Mepharshim talk like this. The tefillin on the head is the machshava. The hand is the maisa. All the yid's machshava and maisa is the Eibishter. That's all he thinks about. That's all he's busy to do. And that's all that brings him simcha in this world. The Eibishter wears tefillin, Mikamcha Yisrael. Also, Machshava. I'm not sure if he wears tefillin shel yad. That's a good question. We'll just discuss that in the Rishonim. It's a big discussion in the Farshim. But that's also everything that the Eibishter did is around the Klal Yisrael. With this, I believe that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when a yid is bitzar, the Rebbeinu Shleilom says, it's Gemara Brachis, Kilani Miroishi, Kilani Mizroi. Interesting lashon. Pain in my head, and I have pain in my arm. What's the pain in the head? What's the pain in the arm? What is a roish and a yad and kilani? And I understood that the pshat rabbeisai is the tefillin shel roish and the tefillin shel yad. When a yid is bitzar, Eibishter says kilani mi roish, my tefillin shel roish. What's the pain in the tefillin shel roish? To the name, the tefillin shel yad. Where do we put on tefillin? Mizraya. That's where we put on the tefillin. Kilani miroishi, kilani mizraya. Just like a yid thinks and does only the Eibishter, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is pum fakad. And that is the machlekes. Meisha Aveinu is coming and saying, you know, the Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted vasu. Talk of the kalim first. Talk of the mizbeach first. See, the Rabban learns it has to do with Aaron. Many want to learn Aaron is Torah. Torah is more Iker. There's a lot of Torah like that. But Rashi seems to say it's not due to the Armin. It's all the Kalim. Medayik and Rashi, it's all the Kalim. The clay HaMikdash is for the Avoida, and the Avoida is the Avoida's Klal Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem says, all I need is Avoida's Klal Yisrael. That's all I'm looking for. You're right, okay, we'll make a bias, we'll find a place to do it. Bezalel says, what's with the Beis HaMelech? Das ist doch der Rekir. And the truth is, they're both true. That's called a Yid who lives Bezalel Kel. He that lives in the shadow of the Abish. Where he goes, the Meritka Balshem says, Hashem Tzilcha. What's Hashem Tzilcha? Hashem Tzilcha means that the way the person behaves, that's how the Rebbeinu Shloim Tzilcha is a shadow. I would say a Litvish Pshat, if I may. Hashem Tzilcha. Wherever Yid turns, he turns and he sees the Eibishter. He lives always in the shadow. A guy, he lives his life. The Yid lives Hashem Tzilcha. Wherever he turns, the Eibishter, he lives in the shadow. It's an expression in English. When a younger brother lives in the shadow of an older brother, the Yid lives in the shadow of the Eibishter, Hashem Tzilcha. Bitzal Kale. All he thought about was the Eibishter, my I once heard, I'm not going to say who it's about, a family member of mine, years ago, went to the Stipler. And he told the Stipler, and he has a lot of tzaras. Stipler's mechazik him with one thing. He says, tell me, how do you think the Eibishter feels when you have this tzaras? He says, I don't know. He says, let me tell you something. The Eibishter is more bizarre than you are. The Eibishter is more bizarre than you are. And if the Eibishter is doing it, that means that he has to work hard to realize that it's for your taiva. And with this, I'm going to tell you a pshat that I heard b'shem Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Hafla v'fela. It might be one of the most beautiful things I have heard in my life. Trust me, I've heard a lot of things in my life. I've learned a lot of things in my life. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk, the Tachas Raglov was K'maisa Livna Sasapir. When they looked up to Shemayim by Matan Torah, under the Kisei HaKovid there was a sapphire stone. Says Rashi, what is the stone doing there? What kind of stone? Says Chazal, that stone the Eibishter put there to remember the Shibud of Klal Yisrael that constantly Abish is watching and seeing the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. So why sapphire? Why sapphires? It's diamonds. Why sapphire stones? It should have been levanim, bricks, shveres. Who puts? Could you imagine a guy says, I was thinking you're going to build me a house of brick. I didn't know you could put gold, sapphire stones there. Man, brick is brick and sapphire is sapphire, no? Hatrashiv is atzal gizok. Hafla v'fela. Hafla v'fela. Said, Eibishter can only give tzaras to Klal Yisrael knowing that it's actually sapphire stones for the person. It's for his taiva. It's for his good. So the Eibishter knows that ultimately this is gewaldic for the person. So in order for the Eibishter to aushalten the Ima and Eichi Betzara, he couldn't put regular stones. He had to put sapphire stones to remind him that it's taka actually l'toivas ha'odam, that he will have from it tremendous schar and tremendous things. The Rebbeinu Shlom's love was so strong that even when he has a zikr of shibud and tzaris, it had to be as golden diamonds, knowing that actually it's golden diamonds for the person. Otherwise he wouldn't be able to ois help. You know, Abay Sayyid Nar like this. And with this I'll end. He didn't always think about the Eibishter's covet. how the Eibishter doesn't have his Beis Hamikdash, while the Eibishter mourns Klal Yisrael's Churban. It's interesting. We always talk about the Churban of the Bayis and the Eibishter. And the Hashroah Sashchina, and the Eibishter thinks about the Churban Oilei Lebanim Shigalum Al Shulchan Amiyam. Oilei Le'av, Oilei Lebanim. This is the tefillin. This is the idea that we look at it B'tzel Kael, and the Rabbi Nishayim looks at B'tzel Klal Yisrael. It's coming from a different area. I always wonder to myself, Al Zel Yodavel Ibeinu, Alei L'chashko Einenu, Al Hartzien Shishomim, Shualim Hilchubay. This is it. Do you know the tragedies that happened during the Churban? Yidei Noshim Rachmanius Bishlu Yaldeyim. So this is the groyser. Zel Yodavel Ibeinu, Alei L'chashko Einenu. What are you saying? What does the pasuk mean, B'chol? Yidei Noshim Rachmanius is not Al Zel Yodavel Ibeinu, Alei L'chashko Einenu. And even Rabbi Akiva, when he saw that, which we'll talk about a different time, but the Pshat Rabbi says Poshit. The Rabbi Nishlam said, Al Zel Yodavel Ibeinu, Al Noshim Shabishlu Yaldeyim. Klal Yisrael says, "Azel Yodaveli Beinu, Shualim Hilchu by Makim Kaddish, the Kain Gadol would go in, that the Shualim, which means the Bizayin Hakaddish, the Bizayin Hamikdash, Azel Yodaveli Beinu Alei Lachashko Einenu." I just want to end with this point. There's a very famous Medrash. The Rama brings it down in his Sefer that Platon, he came and he sees Yirmiyah crying over the stones of the Beis Hamikdash, and he asks him, "Are you a wise person?" He says, "What are you crying over stones? Why are you crying over stones? It's just stones. Or what are you crying about? It's the Chabayis." So he says, "You'll never understand." And then I gave many, many shmuzin about it. It's not for now. But the point, I believe, in Pshat is there, Pashit. Understand that the bias, the stones, you know what they represent? They represent Shafach HaMoseh Aleitzim Alavon. The Eibishter looks at it as these stones. It's great. Baruch Hashem, I destroyed the building because I saved the people inside. And that's the pshat that Yom Kippur was laughing. Today, Alzel Yodavel Ibeinu Alei L'chashko Einenu. The Eibishter is not, it's not the end of the world. The bias of Shafach HaMoseh Aleitzim Alavonim. To the eighth, what was the problem? The problem was for Yirmiyah, the cover of the Eibishter. See, Fakert, the Shafach HaMoseh Aleitzim Alavonim, to Yirmiyah, the opposite, it meant the Beis Hashem. Throughout the Holocaust, we found Eden of all greats and all types of Eden, that their first concern was the Eibishter, the mitzvahs, over their own lives and over their own security. I remember reading years ago a story of a person, and I'll say it to Kitzer, that it's a longer story, but like I see the time and I see everybody's looking at their watch and they write about it. Okay, so I'll just say just the point of the story. That one of the Jewish American soldiers in Switzerland after the war went to a DP camp. And he was in charge of asking what each one needed, food, medicine. Reed Cohn, he owned a grocery store in Brooklyn, in Borough Park. He tells him, "I need a Gemara Baba Kama." He goes, "What? Yeah, is it clothing, food?" He said, "It was 5 years since the last time I saw a Gemara Baba Kama. Ata das dafich. Yichtafa Gemara Baba Kama." So the guy went to one of the places where they dumped all the books. They were dumping all the svarim from everywhere. And he found them a Gemara Baba Kama. This is what Eden throughout the Torahs. I've experienced that once. Vaka Chayla. He was very sick. Not one word about his prognosis and how he feels. All I heard from him was, they tell me I could go home for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'll be able to go to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It struck me. Not one word, like it wasn't a discussion. This Rabbi Yisai is Tefillin Shul Yad, Tefillin Shul Reish. This is B'tzeil Kel, B'chilik B'yid, Tachvek D'Ebishta, D'Ebishta Tachvek D'Ebishta.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.